But now, good puzzle would be to cross Dublin without passing a pub. So said Leopold Bloom in James Joyce's masterpiece, Ulysses. He wondered if it were possible to cross the capital city without passing a watering hole. Well, just yesterday, John Geraghty of Publin.ie set out to do exactly that. I guess you could call it the opposite of a pub crawl. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Louise.
How are you?
I'm very well. Legs are a bit tired from yesterday, but I'm preparing well today.
How did you get on?
It was good. I knew that it was possible to do the route because it had been mapped out a few years ago by a computer programmer called Rory McCann. So I had it in mind to do it, and I wasn't quite sure if it would be kind of a nice little curiosity or possibly a bit boring because, you know, the whole purpose of my website is to talk about pubs and what's going on in pubs, and the walk is about purposely avoiding all of that, you know, goodness that we promote. But it was an interesting kind of little experiment to do. I wasn't sure if anybody had done it before, so I wanted to kind of set out and document it along the way as well.
And was it boring?
No, it wasn't. I mean, I suppose because I was documenting the whole thing, I was kind of a mugger's dream yesterday because I had a phone strapped to my shoulder, broadcasting it live on the Periscope app. I had a camera around my neck, kind of videoing it because I wanted to make a time-lapse video. I had a phone in my hand, tweeting away what was going on. And so I had the directions in my other hand. So I was kind of, you know, letting people know how I was getting on, and through kind of social interaction or social media interaction, I was kind of kept company. But yeah, it was an interesting kind of worthwhile experience.
And where did you start and where did you finish?
The starting point would be anywhere along the canal, but I started at the Baggot Street Bridge, and the end point is the North Circular Road. So the route, the only way to describe it is higgledy-piggledy. It was kind of going down back lanes. I went up the canal, then cut down Adelaide Road through the Ivy Gardens, took loads of little laneways around St. Patrick's Cathedral, up by St. Auden's Church, across the James Joyce Bridge as well, which is nice that we got to go through there, and then Collins Barracks. So there's a few kind of, you know, detours you need to make that aren't, you know, they're not open after 5 p.m. The Ivy Gardens and Collins Barracks. So yeah, it was kind of, I got to see a lot of new streets that I've never seen before.
I suppose the question would be, why would someone want to do this?
That was raised many, many times on Twitter. I mean, a lot of people were saying, would you not just go in and have a pint at the end? Well, I finished at 11:30 in the morning, so I couldn't. But yeah, that was kind of the reaction from a lot of people. A lot of people saying, sure, I drive the M50 every day and I manage that.
Yeah.
So that was kind of some of the reactions.
Oh no, I think it's definitely interesting. And I mean, there is a question of how does the number of pubs in Dublin now compare to the number of pubs that were in the city around the time of Ulysses?
Yeah, so it's a far more, or it's far easier proposition these days. In 1904, when Ulysses was set, there was about 13,000 pubs, well, 13,000 licensed pubs in Dublin. And there's probably far more, sorry, in Ireland, excuse me. And there's probably far more kind of little shebeens and speakeasies, so it would have been a lot harder to get around. These days there's 7,000 in Ireland. So, you know, you're talking pretty much half the amount of pubs. So
In Ireland, there are half the amount of pubs that there were in Dublin in Ulysses' time.
Oh, sorry, I got that wrong there. There's 13,000 pubs, or were 13,000 pubs at the start of about 1904, and now there's 7,000 pubs. That's all Ireland.
Okay, right. Yeah, still.
Yeah, it's a pretty sizable amount. I mean, there was one for every 250 people back then. I mean, that's gone up now. There's still plenty to be getting on with, and kind of, we've got, you know, bigger pubs these days that you can fit a few thousand people in. I suppose the other ones were kind of small little watering holes that double as grocery stores and other things like that.
So the kinds of pubs that now pubs that are opening are trying to make their pubs look like?
Yes, that kind of thing. The kind of, recreating a dingle pub, that kind of stuff.
Lovely stuff. So what's your next mission? Do you have any other...
I have an idea. I'm not sure if it's possible to do or feasible. The next one I want to do is possibly touch the door of every pub in Dublin City in 24 hours. So that would be canal to canal from the docks, from the docks to the Phoenix Park. So I'm not sure if that's possible. That could be about 300 pubs.
Wow.
So I might have to do it on a bike.
I was just going to say, or be extremely fast. You'd have to, first of all, have a fitness strategy a la Brezzi, we were talking to you earlier in the program. Yeah.
No drinking allowed for a few months in preparation.
That would be, how tragic though, to touch the door of every pub in Dublin and not go into any of them.
I know. Well, see, that's what I did yesterday. I didn't go into any pubs yesterday, but, you know, I did have a celebratory shandy or two later in the night.
I can't decide if you're a genius or a madman. Okay, John Garrity of Publin.ie, thanks so much for sharing that with us. And if you do that next one, you'll have to come back on and tell us all about it.
I will indeed.
Have a great one. Cheers.
Thanks, Louise.
Bye-bye. Okay, I really don't know what to think, if he is a genius or a madman.